Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico Collins, who is being placed on IR, and I guess Sean Pendergast did not get his wish. Sean Pendergast said, all I was hoping and wishing was that he wouldn't be placed on IR.
Not good, Sean.
They had to place him on IR. But we'll hear the latest from the head coach. We'll also hear from C.J. Stroud as well as Brandon Scott in the 4 o'clock hour. C.J. in the 3 o'clock hour. Brandon Scott is there. At practice, seeing who was all there, and to hear from everybody talking about the big news with Nico Collins. But that is where we start here on the drive. Nico Collins, he goes to IR, caught that long touchdown pass, and he immediately left, did not return with that hamstring. Hamstrings has been an issue for Nico in his 3 years here. I know he missed some time last year with an issue with a hamstring as well. But he is on IR, Clint. So he will be missing at the very least four games, the next four games, obviously this week at New England, then at Green Bay in Lambeau. He'll miss that one. He'll miss the home game against the Colts, and then he'll miss the road game October, Halloween against the Jets. So those are the next four, actually, and behind that it's the Lions here and then at Cowboys. So we'll see.
That Colts game, man, that kills me.
Yeah.
Because he's such a Colt killer.
He's such a Colt killer.
It's a bit of a tongue twister.
He's been a killer of them all, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So this will be a big one. All right, Clint, I do want to get your thoughts when you saw that come down. But first, I'm wondering, man, you think this is just a four-week injury? I've heard you talk about these hamstrings a lot and how concerned you are. How long has Damian Pierce been out? Well, he's at practice today, but Damian Pierce has missed four straight games with this hamstring situation, and they didn't even place him on IR. They have immediately put Nico Collins on IR with the hamstring, so that means he misses four. It could be more than that, but the hope is this is a four-week injury, but as we've seen, we see with Christian Harris how long he's been out. Doesn't sound like he's close. And obviously, we're seeing Damian Pierce dealing with a hamstring situation as well. The hope it's just 4 weeks.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to be. I have no clue the severity of it. But the I love the way that the Texans are handling it. I love the way that, hey, once that little tweak in practice that they got through for a couple of games, once it turned into something a little bit bigger in a game on a monster touchdown, long touchdown, explosive touchdown. In a day and age when there's two safeties on the roof, man, I can't believe they got one. But there's, you know, they just immediately get him out of the game. They don't try to push it, and they immediately go, okay, we're going to put him on IR, and we're going to get this thing well over 4 weeks. The week to week thing and trying to push it when you shouldn't, just shelve the guy, get him right, so the next time that he's on the field, as you mentioned, when Detroit comes around and when Kansas City comes around and when the Dallas Cowboys come around, You've got at least your top receiver, one of the best receivers in the NFL. You've got him available. So
weak-ass Cowboys.
I don't know the severity of it. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I do know that I like the way that they're handling it. Let's just put him on a shelf for a month and get this thing right.
Yeah, the severity of it. I wondered, boy, their immediate action here, they're putting him on IR. Is that a sign that this is obviously, you know, not just a mild one that they want to knock out. Hopefully that is the case, but you're right. They've got some games obviously down the stretch and to get him right. All right, so that's there. He's got to miss at least four games. We'll see and maybe potentially hear from D'Amico Ryans on the severity of it. I would assume probably not. But what was it that came to mind for you when you saw this? You're not surprised. We knew he's probably going to at least miss a couple of games, but now this. Where did your mind turn, Clint, when you saw there's going to be no Nico Collins for at least the next 4 weeks?
Well, one thing we discussed briefly yesterday and one thing that we have discussed consistently since the run game disappeared at the Indianapolis Colts game, it's tank time. This is why you go and get Steph Diggs. This is why you re-sign Dalton Schultz. This is why that you have the deep receiver room that you have, is so that when you do lose the most productive wide receiver in the game to date, you now have the most targeted wide receiver in the game over the last 5 years, 6 years, whatever, however long it was, with Stephon Diggs, and you got one of the more explosive, versatile wide receivers in the game today. I don't know about the best that they keep trying to push out there. I ain't ready to go there yet with Tank. But definitely super explosive, super versatile, a guy that is on the verge of kicking the door in, of being one of the better wide receivers in this game. Got to stay healthy, got to continue to make plays. Small sample size last year was really good, but I think it's Tank time, baby. I think this is one of those games where one thing Bobby Slowick seems to have done last week was shift from Nico time to Tank time in the second half. There were a couple of little wrinkles thrown out there. And then, you know, in the past, talking about last year, I think one thing that Bobby Slowick did really, really well was he incorporated Tank into the offense more so last year than it seems like he has this year. I don't know how much the injuries had to do with it. I don't know how much the lack of preseason and lack of work together in the preseason had to do with it. I don't know. But to date right now, we haven't seen the offense highlight Tank Dell the way it did last year. And so I think first and foremost, it's Tank time, and they need to get this run game going, man. Once you get a run game going, whether it's Mixon or Damian Pierce or, hell, whoever, get the run game going, and you can weather this storm significantly better than if you've got to drop CJ back 50 times a game to try to keep up with somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah, when you say Tank time, because clearly, obviously, you know, he did miss a game in there, but his production has been different. It has not been the same same guy that he was last year. And a lot of it is, you can look at it and say, Nico Collins is a leading receiver in the NFL. He's been the most productive guy in the NFL. When you say Tank time, we've seen a lot of gadget stuff. Is this more, hey, what we saw last year, down the field stuff, this crossing routes, or is this something like we're going to make it an emphasis? Because that's something I think you pointed out. It don't seem like it's been an emphasis to get him the ball. It don't seem like, all right, he's the first read. It seemed like that was a deal at some point right before he got hurt last year. There were arguments. Who's the number one receiver? Is it Tank or is it Nico?
Yeah.
And I just wondering what Tank time looks like on the field.
Well, I think it looks like what Nico time has been to date. I mean, I know it's cliche, but the truth of the matter is they don't have enough damn footballs to go around. You come into the season, and for the first month, it's been, all right, we got to try to run the football. They've tried to do that. It's not been good. They did it good for one game, and then, okay, what about let's drop back and throw it? Well, now we're going to be a little bit more aggressive, so we're going to ask our offensive line to protect a little bit more. The protection has been very, very suspect at times. So CJ's been on the move. So I don't know that they've really had time or any extended sample size to really feature anybody, to be completely honest with you. But I know when things get tight and you need a play, it was go to Nico. Now I believe it is go to Tank. I think he is that player moving forward. When you talk about creating separation, when you talk about a guy that can win right now, immediately when the ball snapped, I think he's your best bet. I love Stephon Diggs. I think Stephon Diggs has got a lot left on a lot of tread left on the tire. But I think right now, your win now guy, your bunch guy to get the ball in open space, your screen guy, get the ball with blockers in front. That is Tank Dell moving forward. And as I said yesterday, I can get real jazzed up for that, man. I think it's a different look than Nico, but a same approach of, we got to feature that guy, we got to highlight that guy, we got to give him chances to win. And then we've seen it, not this year, but we've seen the chemistry that Tank and CJ have when plays break down, and when CJ has to extend a play, we've seen Tank be a real, real weapon there. So I think it looks very similar to what we've seen CJ do with Nico, what we've seen Bobby Slowick do with Nico in terms of feed him the football and the others just kind of eat throughout four quarters. I think you see Tank fed the football and the others continue to kind of eat around him through four quarters.
Yeah, you go with Tank, you're saying Tank, and I'm with you. His production has to pick up, because that's the thought. If we see what we saw last year, they should be able to hold it.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.